Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This weekend, more than 8,000 rowers from around the globe will gather in Cambridge for the 46th annual Head of the Charles. It's the world's largest regatta, and more than 300,000 spectators are expected to watch the race. Henry Hamilton will be there, too. He's 69, and he's rowed in every Head of the Charles since the race started, except for one. That year, 1966, Hamilton missed the race because he was on an aircraft carrier in the Vietnam War. Hamilton lives in Vermont, but he keeps an apartment a few blocks from the Charles River so he can be close to the Cambridge Boat Club. That's where Radio Boston recently caught up with him.
The official timing clock was a mechanical clock. The times could be off by a full minute. You know, the fact is, it's quite a painful experience to push your body, and a 20-minute race involves a fair bit of torture. I've won my event three times. When you do manage to put it together, you're able to transcend this whole physical experience somehow and have a really kind of an out-of-body experience and really do a great performance. For many, many years, my mother, who has passed on, well, I might see her at either Thanksgiving or Christmas, but always at the Head of the Charles, she would always manage to be here with a blanket and sandwich makings, and it's always been kind of a family gathering. It's my Christmas, in a way.